Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Nobody in Kansas City has sports like 96.5 The Fan.
Right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City, a 3-yard touchdown pass in overtime. Kansas City wins the game.
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
Back-to-back best sports talk host as voted on in the Pitch magazine.
Live from the Fan Studios, here's CDOT.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Excited to be here with you on this wonderful Thursday as we get you ready for one of the biggest games of the regular season in the National Football League between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Buffalo Bills. We have a very busy show planned. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we'll be joined by Steve Tasker. He is a Buffalo Bills Hall of Famer. He is a regular yearly guest on the show. Joshua Briscoe is going to join us in studio coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. Binkley is going to join us in studio as well. We're going to talk a lot of football today. We're not really going to deviate from the formula a lot. We're going to talk a lot of Chiefs, a lot of Bills, a lot of NFL, and getting you ready for Sunday's matchup. Now, we are going to take a couple of slight detours. Not long ones, but a couple of slight detours. Yesterday, Steven Spector, who felt very influenced by our hot take food topics. You remember yesterday, Rob said that Chips Ahoy's are trash, disgusting cookies, and should never be eaten. Steven Spector heard this and said, I have an opinion that I want to throw into the ring. We'll play that for you coming up at some point in the show. He has told me what it is. I don't believe that Rob has heard this. It's one of the worst opinions I've ever heard when it comes to food, but I'm not going to spoil too much of it. We'll play it at some point later on in the show today. So, busy show plan. We got Steve Tasker coming up. That's our first trip to Buffalo, New York. We'll also take one tomorrow. We also got Binkley joining us in studio, Joshua Briscoe joining us in studio, and just typical Drive shenanigans along the way. Before we get to any of that, I need you guys to do me a couple of favors. Number one, I need you listening to The Drive each day at 2 o'clock right here on 96.5 The Fan. Number two, I need you to tell one friend to check out the show. I mean, it'd be cool if you could tell two people to check out the show, but you know what? Beggars can't be choosers. If you could just tell one person on this beautiful fall Thursday to listen to the show, man, I would really appreciate that. And number three, and most important, I need you guys to remember that the open of the show is brought to you by our friends over at The Other Place. So if you're looking for somewhere to watch maybe the last baseball game of the season tomorrow night, maybe you're looking for a place to watch Thursday night football today, maybe you're looking for a place to watch a little bit of NBA, a little MLS, a little whatever you're looking to watch, be sure to go stop by and see our friends over at The Other Place. They got great food specials, great drink specials. And you can just sit back, relax, have a beer, and watch the game with our friends over at The Other Place. So let's start really our full speed look ahead to Chiefs and Bills, looking at it through this perspective. I don't know if Chiefs fans really realize how well they have it in this regard. Patrick Mahomes has never really had to answer the question, can he win the big one? That is kind of a staple in sports, and so many great athletes have to answer that question. Michael Jordan, his airness, some stealth, he had to answer that question early on in his career. You bump your head a couple of times against the Pistons. You get eliminated early from the Boston Celtics. The conversation about Mike early on in his career is, well, he's a great scorer, but can he be a champion? We can go up and down the list. Kobe Bryant had to answer this question. Could he win without Shaquille O'Neal? Most of the great all-time players at some point had to answer the, well, can you be the man? Can you be the superstar? Can you be the guy that gets the big hit, hits the big shot, puts the drive together with 2 minutes to go win a championship? Patrick Mahomes in his first year goes to the AFC Championship game, second year wins the Super Bowl, and he has just avoided all of those questions. You know who gets asked those questions all the time? The quarterback of the Buffalo Bills. I would say at this point, that is the only place that he's at. I call it the LeBron level. LeBron is at the stage in his career where there are only a few things that matter. Did you win MVP? Did your team make it to the championship game? Did your team win the championship game? If LeBron goes out there and scores 55 points tonight, I mean, that's cool, but what does it matter? It's a regular season game in October. You get the point that I'm making. Josh Allen is at the point where if he goes out there and throws for 350 yards, three touchdowns, and no interceptions, it will be great. It will be cool. Maybe it puts you in first place of the MVP conversation. But there is still a massive box that is left unchecked in his career and a major question. Can you do it in December? Can you do it in January? Can you do it in February? Can you be the reason why your team gets over the hump and goes to and wins a championship? And if you look at the history of the National Football League, man, the clock is kind of ticking. Josh Allen is 29 years old. He will be 30 years old at the beginning of the next season. So you ain't really a young pup anymore. And if you survey right now the landscape in the AFC, you've got some younger quarterbacks that are coming in behind you. Justin Herbert is 26 years old. Bo Nix, Drake May in his own division. So we are starting to see the guys who were the young guys 5-6 years ago, the Patrick Mahomes, the Lamar Jacksons, the Burrow, the Josh Allen, those guys are now 30, married with kids, family, life is progressing. You're not the young up-and-coming quarterback anymore. You've been in the league for 7, 8, 9 seasons, and now you've had enough playoff success, enough playoff highs, enough playoff lows, that now it's time for, hey, where's your championship at? Patrick Mahomes, he has his championship. And then he got another one. And then he got another one. He has 3 of these things. He's been to 5 of them. This is not a conversation for the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs. This is a conversation for the quarterback of the Bills. And it feels like in some ways the clock is starting to tick. And the meter has certainly been running for some time of when Josh Allen is going to go to his own Super Bowl. And when is he going to win his own Super Bowl? And if you look at the NFL and the great quarterbacks that we would say are in this same conversation, I mean, they usually have a championship by now. Now, not everybody, and we'll get to those quarterbacks, but for the most part, if you're that guy, you're an MVP-level quarterback, we think you're a top 3 quarterback in the league, it's undeniable. If you're at that stage that I believe that Josh Allen is and has been for quite some time, you normally have at least 1 by now. I mean, Drew Brees has his by now. Aaron Rodgers has his by now. Brett Favre has his at this stage in his career. Now, there are some exceptions to the rule, but for the most part, if you're one of these kind of QBs, you normally have your Super Bowl by the time you turn 30 years old. Now, there are exceptions to the rule. Peyton Manning, it took him 9 years to win a championship. It took John Elway 13 years to win a championship. It took Matthew Stafford. I wouldn't put him in the same conversation, but you follow. It took Matthew Stafford 12 years, and he had to change teams eventually to win a Super Bowl. So that's kind of where we are in this thing. I think these two teams, once again, are fairly even. Now, I like Kansas City more. I think offensively, they've shown more over the course of the first 8 weeks of the season. Defensively, I think they're better. I think the Chiefs are a better team right now than the Buffalo Bills. But we've seen that be the case, whether it be on Kansas City side, whether it be on Buffalo side, and these always end up being coin flip games. In a big picture sense, doesn't really matter who wins this game. Now, it means something in the regular season. Who can win their division? Who can potentially be the one seed? How do you align yourself up for the postseason? But I think we all know that this is not the only time that these two teams are going to see each other. That has not been how the AFC has been of recent note. These two teams are going to see each other again down the road. And ultimately, it's going to come down to one or two plays and which quarterback can be the difference maker in those games. Mahomes has been that difference maker, not just against Buffalo. He's been that against the Ravens. He's been that against the Eagles. He's been that against, you name the team that they've gone up against in a big game since. Patrick Mahomes has been in the center of why their team wins. That has not been the case for Josh Allen. And in a lot of ways, it feels like it's time. It's time for Josh Allen to take that next step in his career and be that guy. I know Mahomes can be that. I got track record. They record these games. I've seen it. The last two seasons, Buffalo's year has ended with the ball and a chance to go down the field and put points on the board, and they failed in both of those times. So we can hear, oh, it was the defense. Oh, it was no. In the last two playoff games, Buffalo has had the ball with less than 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, needing a touchdown drive to potentially put the Chiefs away. One of those times, they didn't get to midfield. The other time, they settled for a 47-yard field goal. Tyler Bass missed the field goal, and that was the end of their season. So it doesn't matter to me what is accomplished on Sunday. Josh Allen might go out there and play exceptionally well, and that's awesome. That's great. But what are you going to do in week 19 of the NFL season? I don't really care about how you perform in week 9 of it. There's one question left for Josh Allen to answer. There's one box left that needs to be checked. Can you win the big game? Can you help your team get to a Super Bowl? Can you win the Super Bowl? And that has been the only thing that he has yet to do so far in his very, very promising career. Coming up on the other side, I want to play for you guys what Jim Nance had to say. He talked about this rivalry. We'll play that for you next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, a show that prides itself on getting it right.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5, The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Coming up in about 10 minutes or so, we will catch up with Steve Tasker. Steve Tasker is in the Bills Hall of Fame. He is one of the best special teams players in the history of the National Football League. He is on the radio broadcast. He is also the host of One Bills Live, a perfect place to start our conversations as we get you ready for Chiefs and Bills. So I want to play this audio for you. This is courtesy of my dear friend Adam Schein on SiriusXM. He had Jim Nantz on his show. Rob, Jim Nantz too busy to come on our show, but he could go on with Adam Schein on SiriusXM Mad Dog Sports Radio. What's going on? Now, I thought you had a little bit more pull than this in the radio streets. What's going on?
I mean, I was told by Jim Nantz people, Jim Nantz didn't do much media this week ahead of Chiefs and Bills.
I saw him doing a lot of media this week. He was doing all the media, just not our media.
He was a lot of places for not doing media. I seem to see him a lot this week.
That's crazy. I bet you he got time to go to 1587 Prime, but he ain't got time to come on 96.5. Come on now, that ain't even right. Jim Nantz, we consider you friend of the show. So here is Jim Nantz. He was on SiriusXM Channel 82, and here he is talking about the rivalry between Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen.
They need one another. If you look at great rivalries in sport, you know, Magic needed Bird. Jack and Arnie needed one another. Mm-hmm. You know, Brady needed Manning and Peyton needed Tom. It goes with the territory. They bring out the best in one another. And you said something at the start of that question about, oh, you know, people sometimes lament, poor Josh, he can't get it done in the postseason. He hadn't done anything wrong.
That's
He's played brilliantly in those games. Those have been really epic matchups. The one back in the 22 divisional round, which was the 42-36 overtime game, probably the best game I've ever seen. And, you know, last year was a nail biter. It came down high scoring affair, came down to a field goal margin in a win for Kansas City. But I just think the two are going to be linked well beyond their playing years. It will always be part of the story, and part of the legacy for each one of them will be the fact that they tangled against the other.
So that is Jim Nantz, and that is his stance on the rivalry. I want to play for you guys what Nick Wright had to say, and we'll react on the other side of what Nick had to say. You guys might be surprised. Nick didn't really agree.
First of all, Patrick doesn't need Josh. What are the greatest moments of Patrick's career? One of them involves Josh, but there's the 13-second game. But then there's also the walk-off touchdown in the Super Bowl against San Francisco, the 10-point comeback with 6 minutes left in the other Super Bowl against San Francisco, the final drive against Philly, the AFC Championship game against the Bengals. Down 24-0 in the playoffs in the first half against Houston. What are Josh's greatest moments? It's so frustrating to me that people keep trying to act like this is not Tiger versus the field, that it's Bird versus Magic, when it's not that.
I think the truth is probably somewhere in the middle of what both people are saying. I don't think this is Bird and Magic, and I do think that in NFL media circles, we have tried for a very long time to place somebody in the same hemisphere is Patrick Mahomes. You remember early on in his career, I mean, we were just trying to find anybody. We did this with Baker Mayfield, where we kept telling the exact same story about that one game they played in college. Like, man, I'm tired of hearing this college story between Patrick Mahomes and Baker Mayfield. We did the same thing with Deshaun Watson. We did the same thing with Josh Allen. Like, we tried for so long to find who that number one counterpart was going to be, where I do think in some ways, like, it's kind of stayed on Josh Allen and it's kind of landed that way. We did the same thing with Burrow in a couple AFC championship games. So in that way, I do think that we in the media were trying to find the very easy storyline, because it's easy to sell that. Tyson against Holyfield, Ali against Frazier. Like, that's a very easy, here's one side, here's the other side. They're great. They're going to continue to go at it, and you figure out who you think is going to win. So I understand Nick's point there about Mahomes and how he has separated himself in a way in which he does not really have a modern day equal. But where I think Nance is right is I think the NFL needs this story. I don't think it's necessarily about the two individual quarterbacks and them needing each other. Every great story needs characters. We argue this with college basketball. College basketball, at least in a regular season product, has become less interesting because you don't know the characters anymore and it's hard to follow the storylines. It was easy to follow the storylines when your favorite school recruited a freshman and he stayed for 2-3 seasons and you got to see the ups and the downs of he's a freshman, he gets on the floor, he has a big moment, now he's getting more playing time, and now as a junior or senior, he's an All-American player that's ready to help your team get to the Final Four. That's an easy storyline to follow. Well, as you've lost that, our interest has changed. Well, in the NFL, the biggest storyline in the entire National Football League is this. You have a all-time generational quarterback that wins at everything. On the field, he has very few blemishes. He has 3 Super Bowls, 5 Super Bowl appearances. During the commercial break, he is on every single commercial. He has a spotless image. He is the gold standard of your league. He is the face of your league. He is the spokesman for your league. And you have another player who desperately wants to be at that spot and keeps coming up short. I mean, they make movies about these kind of storylines. You have the big bad villain that keeps the other person away from success. And the storyline is, will that person ever be able to be champion? Will that person ever be able to say that they won, that they're the last person standing? That's what I think the storyline is. And that's what I think is very intriguing because it's very, very easy to follow. That's what makes these so interesting. So, yes, in the regular season, it's different. It's just, hey, I know that I'm going to watch a good game. But just think about the storylines the last couple of times that these two teams against each other in the postseason. I mean, after the 13-second game, that's been the storyline. Josh Allen played as well as you could possibly play in a postseason sense. But Mahomes was just a little bit better. Think about that. If you're Josh Allen, the image of him taking his team down the field, they score a touchdown, he is hugging his teammates on the sideline. He believes that he is going to the AFC Championship game, and in my opinion, the Bills probably go to the Super Bowl that year. You think you have finally done it. You have accomplished your goal. No, you didn't. On the other side, Mahomes puts together one of the great drives in league history. They win the coin toss. They go down the field. They win the game. And now it's you're stuck. Well, next season, how do we advance the storyline? They play each other again. Great, back and forth. To me, that's what I think the league needs. So I don't think individually either side maybe needs each other. But I think the story is the same way that it was with Brady and Manning. One person had all the postseason success, and it was the constant wondering and question if that other player will ever be able to break through and win a championship. That's the storyline right now in the National Football League. Can anybody catch up to Patrick Mahomes and the race that he is currently running?
I understand the point Nick is trying to make, that it's Tiger versus the field. And I don't think that's the world's worst comparison, but why I tend to agree with Jim Nance on this is that I think more than just the Super Bowls and all the things, Manning versus Brady brought the best out of both of those players. We watched that game because it was Peyton Manning has to find a way to overcome Bill Belichick, and Tom Brady has to find a way at the end of his career to overcome the Broncos and that Tony Dungy defense. Both of them were great players that rose to the occasion in that huge game. That is what happens with the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. You mentioned the moments. Think how many moments Josh Allen has almost had in the playoffs that have been taken from him by Patrick Mahomes, but they're both playing at such a high level. You don't get that when it's Mahomes 1 year against Burrow, 1 year against Lamar, 1 year against Allen, 1 year against, I don't know, Herbert, 1 year against it. You don't get that same, hey, two great players take the field. They both rise to the occasion. I get what Jim Nance is saying. I don't think they need each other. I think the league needs both of them, and the league is benefiting from both of them because they are both playing at their best. And when they play each other, they both find an absolutely different level. Mahomes in the postseason and Allen just in general.
Yeah, I mean, I think right now the most interesting storylines in the NFL, as a big picture sense, not an individual week 9 sense, but in a big picture sense, Can Josh Allen break through? Can Lamar Jackson get his team back to the postseason? Can they break through? In the NFC, can the Lions get to their first Super Bowl? Baker Mayfield, can he win MVP and get the Buccaneers to be the number one overall seed? But the most intriguing storyline is these two teams have been at least regular season equals. When they've played each other, they've been equals. Man, in the postseason, one team just continues to get the better of the other team. And it's the eventually. Eventually, will Buffalo be in a position where they have a chance to knock off the Kansas City Chiefs? And can they actually do it? And can they actually win that game? That's the question that just continues to hang around the AFC. It's the question that continues to hang around the entire National Football League. Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Steve Tasker of One Bills Live. He's one of the best players in Buffalo Bills history. He is in their Hall of Fame. He is one of the best players, special teams players in the history of the league. Steve, always happy to have you come on the show. This feels like a yearly occurrence that we have you guys on and that the Chiefs play the Bills. Let's start with this. Buffalo is 5-2. Tell us how we got here with the Bills this season.
Really good defense. Got a turnover defense that is playing well enough. Their run game has been a real huge surprise this year. That's been great. And, you know, the games that they lost, one game they lost with the New England Patriots, they got into penalty trouble and they had trouble with turnovers. They were -2 on the turnover chart. So, and they lost a nail biter. So that's really where they're at. They're a really tough team to beat when they play their game. They're doing a nice job this year of finding different ways to win other than leaning on Josh Allen. And then they've been able to do it to a tune of 5-2.
I feel like I don't know if there's something that kind of sums up the NFL more than Buffalo goes on the road and they lose 24-14 to Atlanta. They have a bye week. They come back on the road in the same division, on the road against Carolina, a team that has been pretty competitive at home. The Panthers have been, and then they just put it on the Carolina Panthers and beat them 40-9. That feels like that sums up the NFL in 2025.
Yeah, and Carolina Panthers were on a three-game heater. They had a three-game winning streak. They were 4-3 team coming in at a halfway point. They got to start feeling good about themselves, and the Bills absolutely curb-stomped them. James Cook ran for 216 yards on only 19 carries. They really did go in there with an attitude, and they put it on them. The defense played very well. They got a nice boost from Michael Hoyt, who came off the suspension list. Larry Ogunjobi, who came off the suspension list. Their first round draft pick, Maxwell Harrison, got his first action of the year after recovering from a minor knee injury that he suffered in training camp. So they felt really good about their defensive effort as well. It was a good game in Carolina, and they got a little bit of a buzz from the new guys in the roster.
You mentioned the run game. Let's talk about the run game. We know a lot about Josh Allen and his ability, especially in short yardage situations. The Chiefs saw that last year on fourth down on a play that iced the game for the Buffalo Bills. But James Cook right now, he is second in the NFL in rushing. There was some dispute about his contract heading into the season. The Bills paid him, and they certainly look smart with how he's played so far this season.
Yeah, he has been a huge part of the success that they've had. Their willingness to hand it off to him, their ability, and certainly in some games when they're up double digits, they're going to hand it off more anyway. So he's gotten more looks at it. And I think his production has allowed the Bills not to lean on Josh. It's been one more reason they haven't had to lean on Josh. Both he and Josh Allen didn't even play the fourth quarter against Carolina. And it's a good lesson for the NFL people who watch the NFL. The Bills had this toss play against Carolina, and Carolina could not adjust to it, and the Bills just ran it into the ground. They had it like 10 times in the first half, and Carolina had no answers. At one point, James Cook had eight rushes for 80 yards in that game. So the Bills, if they can find different ways to beat you, they will. And we have really yet to see the passing game of the Bills, with the exception of opening night of the season on Sunday Night Football when they came from 15 points down in the second half of the fourth quarter against Baltimore. You really haven't had to lean on Josh Allen in the passing game at all. And people are starting to worry that it might not be there when they want it. We'll see probably for sure this week against Kansas City, because you have to be firing on all cylinders to beat the Chiefs.
Right now, we're talking to the Bills Hall of Famer, Steve Tasker. You can also catch him on One Bills Live, getting you ready for one of the biggest games of the NFL regular season between the Chiefs
and the Bills. These two teams are linked in a lot of different ways. One way they're linked is at wide receiver. The Bills traded the pick that the Chiefs used to go get Xavier Worthy. They go pick up Keon Coleman. The Bills do. I want to get your thoughts on the Bills wide receiver room, because the wide receiver room for Kansas City has really starting to take shape. They got back Rashee Rice, Xavier Worthy, as I just mentioned, Juju Smith-Schuster, Tyquan Thornton, Hollywood Brown. There's a full complement of weapons right now for Patrick Mahomes, and that's how the offense has really turned the corner over the last month or so. Where is Buffalo offensively in the passing game right now with their MVP quarterback and his weapons?
Yeah, I think when they came into this season, they really felt good about their wide receiver room because it was such a talent upgrade over a year ago, where they made it to the conference championship. And, you know, they did trade for Amari Cooper midseason last year, but they felt with the guys they got in with Josh Palmer and Elijah Moore, they felt like they upgraded the people behind Khalil Shakir and the tight end Dalton Kincaid. Keon Coleman, with a year under his belt, they felt like they would take a step forward. Because of injuries and Kincaid being in and out of the lineup, Joshua Palmer being in and out of the lineup, Elijah Moore being in and out of the lineup, they really never hit their stride. And Keon Coleman has yet to be really productive in a game. That's been a little bit of a disappointment, has Keon Coleman. But I think they still feel good about the room if they're healthy. Now, we have yet to see that, and perhaps it'll be a little healthier this week. Although Joshua Palmer's still not practicing. They're going to have their work cut out for them this week in particular, because, you know, you're going to have to score in the mid to high 30s to beat the Chiefs. And right now the Bills, while they're scoring in the high 20s and low 30s almost every week, it hasn't looked easy, or as easy as it has in the past. I think they feel good about their guys in the wide receiver room if they're healthy. But as of this point in the NFL season, you know, they have not been.
Let's move over to the defensive side. I know that Ed Oliver is dealing with an injury, so he's not going to be there. That feels very critical in a matchup where you know you're going to have to win with your front four. You know you have to get pressure against Kansas City. How do you think the Bills' defense lines up with Kansas City's offense right now? That is as hot as they've been in 3-4 seasons.
Yeah, I don't know if any defense in the league lines up with Kansas City's offense right now. You kind of got to hope. You know, make them go the long way, you know, the 12 or 15 play drives, which they do really well. I mean, they're as good as anybody doing that as well. But it gives you more chances to either get a tip pass on a third down or, you know, that kind of thing. Have them make a mistake on the way to the end zone. So that's really the way that you've got to play this team, I think, the Kansas City Chiefs defensively. They got a little boost from Michael Hoyt and Larry Ogunjobi, as I mentioned. Maxwell Harrison will probably get a few more snaps this week. They're trying to get a little bit more athletic in the back end of their defense. Cole Bishop is now on the starting lineup. They put Maxwell Harrison in a corner, and they've got Christian Benford. So they feel a little better about their athleticism out there. But, you know, the Chiefs go so deep at wide receiver, it's really hard for any defense to match up, let alone the Bills. So, we'll see if Michael Hoyt, Ogunjobi, Greg Rousseau, A.J. Epenesa can get some pressure on Mahomes, keep him in the pocket. But, you know, you just try and get what you can get. And I think the key to playing the Chiefs, and I think for this Bills team in the past, the key has been making plays. It hasn't been like stopping their run completely or getting them off the field on third down. It's about finding an opportunity, tipping a pass for an interception, getting a turnover. And that's been the way to get on top of the Chiefs. If you don't make a play or multiple plays against the Chiefs, they're just too good to beat. So that's really the key for Buffalo. If you get a guy like Matt Milano out there who has some instincts like that, Christian Benford, those kind of guys, Terrell Bernard, you get some guys with some instincts who can make some plays, then you've got a chance against them. But I think that's the key for the Bills defensively. It has been in the past in their victories.
We talk a lot about this game and keys to the game and who's going to step up and who's going to make this play. It seems like these games have really been defined by moments. You think to a couple of years ago, Travis Kelce makes the lateral to Kadarius Toney, but he's lined up offsides. Josh Allen last year on the fourth down in the regular season game, the failed tush push in the AFC championship game. These two teams are about as close as I think two teams can be, and usually it comes down to who can capitalize on that moment, who can make the big play, and that ultimately decides who wins these matchups.
Absolutely. We were talking in our office about, you know, the series. They played nine times, and you know, they're 5-4. I think the Chiefs are 5, and the Bills have won 4, or whatever. And you know, this is a matchup that has been going on for 5 or 6 years, and the Chiefs have scored 243 points in the matchup, and the Bills have scored 242. That's how close this has been. So that's why, you know, everybody's looking forward to this game. You kind of hope that it's, you know, that the Bills can hold in. The Chiefs are playing so well right now. It's hard to, and there's a reason why they're favored on the road in Buffalo. Even though Buffalo is a tough place to play, they are playing so well. And Buffalo's got some question marks, not only with their roster, but also with their production and who's going to carry the load offensively. So, and their defense has not played, you know, like a top-notch defense. So it's one of those games where it looks like this may be a time when the Chiefs can come in and have their way with Buffalo. But even so, it's going to be one of those games you got to watch.
Steve, last couple of questions here. First one is, how are you feeling about the division? The Bills, very similar to Kansas City, have dominated their division for the last handful of years, but it seems like Kansas City has real threats, Denver, Los Angeles. It feels like Buffalo has a very similar threat in their division as well with New England beating them earlier this year.
Yeah, New England's playing extremely, extremely well. Drake May is playing great football. The Bills were -2 in the turnover margin the first time they played, and they had 11 penalties, I believe, as well. Just did not play well against the Patriots, and they got them on the last, you know, walk-off field goal. That's how you win in a division game, right? So the Bills know they're chasing the Patriots. They feel like they can beat anybody when they play their game, but they didn't. So it's going to be a race down to the wire. Those two teams meet late in the season. I believe it's in week number 15 they meet. And so the division is going to be up in the air until then, because it doesn't look like New England's going anywhere. They've got a fourth place schedule because of their record last year. And, you know, so they're not going to hit too many bumps in the road on their way down the stretch until they meet Buffalo in week 15.
Steve, I'll get you out of here with this. I always joke that nostalgia is the strongest drug known to man. How have these trips down memory lane been with this being the final year in the Bills Stadium? You have a lot of positive memories there. I'm sure the fans have a lot of positive memories there. There's a lot of hope and buzz around this season, and hopefully able to send that stadium off with the proper send-off. What has it been like the last year in Orchard Park?
Well, it's been a lot of fun, a lot of nostalgia. People reminiscing about all the great moments that have happened in that stadium. It's been around for most of everybody here's lifetime, and it's a second home for a lot of people. There have been, the atmosphere around the stadium has grown almost to an almost institutional stage here, where it's almost a cottage industry game days around the Buffalo Bills. It's a wonderful atmosphere. It's an absolutely great environment. And there's been so many generations of Bills fans who have spent a lot of time in this stadium that, there is a lot of nostalgia, a lot of emotion that goes into these games, and a lot of people from around the country and literally around the world who want to come back and see one last game in this building. So it's a lot of fun to be a part of it and watch it take place.
And that is Steve Tasker joining us on the show. He is one of the best players in Buffalo Bills history. He is in their Hall of Fame. You can also catch him on One Bills Live, getting you ready for what I believe is the best rivalry right now in American sports between the Chiefs and the Bills. Steve, I'm looking forward to a great one. I know you are as well. I can already imagine how the atmosphere is going to be on Sunday for that matchup. Appreciate your time today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me. It's going to be great on Sunday.
Absolutely. That is Steve Tasker joining us on the show. He is on the color commentary for the Buffalo Bills. Always happy to have him join us. Tomorrow, we are going to be joined by Jeremy White of WGR out in Buffalo. I was on his show this morning. He comes on our show tomorrow. And really excited to get you ready for Chiefs and Bills. We'll get back to football coming up at the top of the hour. Yesterday, boss man Steve Inspector felt very inspired by Rob's terrible food take as Rob disrespected Chips Ahoy. So Spector says that he has his own bad food take that he would like to share with us. We'll play it for you next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with CDOT. Tune in as Nate Taylor of ESPN joins the show in studio every Friday at 4 on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. The Drive, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
I really love that this show has become a place for people to share thoughts that go beyond sports. I understand that we're a sports show, but I, like many of you, also have other interests. I like listening to music. I like watching movies. Yesterday, I watched The Long Walk. Incredible. Two thumbs up. Really, really enjoyed it. Would encourage you to check it out. But as I told you guys yesterday, before Rob gave us his terrible Chips Ahoy are trash opinion, everybody eats. When you're watching these football games, I imagine you're having a snack. So sometimes, just sometimes, we can stop talking about how the Chiefs stopped James Cook, and we can talk about what you like to eat. Now, I don't think I have any bad food opinions. In fact, I think I might be Kansas City's number one food critic. Like, I'm online, and I see all these different influencers, and hey, shout out to them. I think I'm the number one Kansas City food influencer. I told you guys Dippin' Dots are incredible. Dippin' Dots flying off the shelves. They can't keep them stocked. I tell you guys baked beans are trash. I mean, barbecue restaurants are calling me up saying how I'm slowing down business, how nobody wants to eat baked beans anymore. That's the kind of influence that this show has on the community. Now, I want to play for you guys. This is the last Spec Says of the week. We gave you a Spec Says earlier, where he had a baseball opinion that Rob and I did not agree with. And he said, you know what? Let me get a second chance. I've got another Spec Says. And I said, all right, because next week's a bye week. You don't get a Spec Says during a bye week. You're lucky we gave you two. But you're the boss man, so I kind of had to step aside. Let me play for you what Steven Spector. This is what he told me his food opinion for the week is.
All right, it's Buffalo week, it's Bills week, so I'm going to go sweet Thai chili 1, lemon pepper 2, and I'll go Buffalo number 3, but that's not why you have me recording today. I would say 8 out of 10 times at the restaurant, I am going to order boneless wings over bone-in. I'm okay with bone-in wings as an appetizer, but it's not an entree. There's a lot of work involved with eating the wings. It's messy, and the amount of meat per bite is just not worth it to me. I think people say they like bone-in wings more than they do because of the setting that they're in. It's football, you're at a bar, whatever. But the actual food, if you put it in a vacuum, bone-in wings are incredibly overrated.
There's been a lot of opinions that have been given out on this show. Some good, some bad. Some you might agree with, some you disagree with. I mean, that's talk radio. I don't expect you guys to 100% agree with me. That might be the worst opinion that we've ever had on this show. I'm serious. It's very possible that 41 seconds of audio, it was, I mean, wrong, wrong, wrong. I didn't hear one single thing I agreed with. Sweet Thai chili wings, number 1? Huh? No. That can't be true. Stop it. That's the best wing flavor? No. So that's number 1. If we're playing Spectre Family Feud, wrong answer. That's number 1. Number 2, bone in? Boneless? You're taking boneless wings? So this is how this is the scenario we've all been in. Waitress comes by, hey, how you doing? Oh, man, I'm doing good. Can I hand you a menu? She hands you a menu. You start looking through the menu. And then you're thinking, man, you know what? I got a hankering for some wings. And then she asks you, well, do you want? You want boneless or bone in? If you look at her and you tell her boneless, they should make you leave the restaurant. They should make you leave the facility right then and there. I understand eating boneless wings as a no other option. Like if you're at work and, you know, they just have some food catered in or, you know, they got a little bit of a spread and they only got boneless wings and you go with the boneless wings. Sure, I'm not going to judge you. I mean, I'd rather have boneless wings than a slider. I'd rather have a boneless wing than a charcuterie board. But if that's the scenario in which you're doing it, sure. But if you're sitting there at a wing stop or you're sitting there at a Buffalo Wild Wings or wherever you get your wings, our dear friends over at the other place, shout out to the other place, talk of the town, and they come up to you and you tell them you want chicken wings and they ask you boneless or bone in and you tell them you prefer boneless wings, you got to leave immediately. Do not pass go. Do not collect your $200. Go directly to jail. Awful, awful opinion. So another one. He's got 2 strikes right now. It's the pressure. The other team can steal. Some of you have already turned the station because you heard so many bad opinions at one time. We're losing audience now. Boneless over bone in? Terrible. Then the last one, the coup de grace. Did he just say that wings are overrated? Is that what he said on this show? I got to put Speck on timeout. I'm serious. We can't let him keep doing this to us. I'm starting to think when you guys have your meeting every Monday at 10:30, you guys come up with ways to try to sabotage this radio program. I'm starting to think that's the case. I'm starting to think that you two are in cahoots is what I'm starting to think. Wings are the most overrated food? Terrible stretch. That's a bad stretch of radio we just got there from Steven Spector. I thought his job was to help us with ratings, not drive the ratings away. I blame you for this. I don't know how this is your fault, Rob, but in some capacity, this is your fault.
How on earth is this my fault?
I'm putting this on you.
I had no idea he had this opinion. So let's take this step by step. Let's work backwards. I disagree with him on it being the most overrated food. And I'm sitting back here trying to think, what is the most overrated food?
Can I tell you what it is?
I'm curious your opinion.
Are you going to be mad at me?
I probably.
Lobster tail.
Oh, yeah, that's the answer.
Lobster tail.
Lobster's the answer.
And I like lobster tail, But for how much food you get
and the cost,
for how much it costs, lobster tail, very over. Now, it's different if you go to the store and buy your own lobster tail. Like if you go to Price Chopper or Hy-Vee or wherever you get your food from and you go get two lobster tails and you throw them on the grill, sure, that's one thing. But we all know when you go somewhere and you order the lobster tail or when you see that MP on the menu, oh, you know you're about to get finessed. Whenever you see MP, you already know you got to take out a loan to get this meal. And then when they bring it out there, the amount of food that you get for now, this $72 lobster tail, very overrated food. Very good. Overrated when I'm factoring in amount of food and price.
Okay, so that's a great answer. I agree with you there.
I'm making sure. I don't want you to be mad.
Let's keep working backwards on his take. I do agree with him that bone-in wings are great because of the setting. They're not really a takeout type of meal, but they are the superior wing by a wide margin. The part of his comment that confused me the most is he said bone-in wings are a great appetizer. I think the only time, only, that boneless wings are acceptable, which I don't know. They're not wings. So I don't know what people call them. The only time a boneless wing is acceptable is in an appetizer setting. Like if me and you are at the other place and we're like, hey, let's get some wings before we both get burgers. We're probably doing boneless in that scenario just because of convenience. But the fact that he on an appetizer, hey, I'm going to go bone in before is just, everything about the take was wrong. They're just dissecting each crazy point just makes me more and more crazy back here.
Yeah, I'm with you. You know what boneless wings are? Boneless wings are baby shower food. You know, that's what they are. That's a real good baby shower meal is what it is. That's like whenever your kid graduates from kindergarten and you want to have a couple people over because you want to celebrate. That's when you get the boneless wings. That's when you walk up to the front at Hy-Vee and you tell them you need a party tray because you got a group of people coming over and then they give you boneless wings and you're like, all right, I mean, I guess everybody likes boneless wings, but stop it. Come on now. Again, I'm blaming you for this. I really am. I think this is your fault. I don't know how. I need to do a drive investigation to try to figure it out. But you've tried to single on one of our most important weeks of the year, Rob. You tried to sabotage this show. You disrespected Chips Ahoy yesterday for seemingly no reason. It was uncalled for, unwarranted. And then you allowed Steven Spector to come on here and disrespect chicken wings. Rob, you got to tighten up. As a producer, you got to produce better content. You got to tighten up. Coming up on the other side, we'll get back to football. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.